Hello and welcome to the Raising Kaylin podcast. My name is Marsh Naidu, and for those of you listening for the first time, our podcast is centered on empowering parents raising children with disabilities. And on today's episode 113, we are joined by a very special guest. Kaylin is actually going to be hopping on today to do some free flow impromptu. Just grab that cup of coffee, put your feet up, and get ready for some awesome conversation.
Hi guys, today I'm going to talk about my favorite childhood memories. I'm Kaylin, I live in Dodgeville, Tennessee. I'm going to be going into sixth grade. I'm in grade 12 right now. I am at Dyersburg Intermediate. I go to Miss Bearden's in the morning to have breakfast with Miss Bed. Go to Miss Tina Hulk. And then I go to lunch at 11:30. One of my friends hold the door for me so I don't fall. And then Miss Tina's teaching me lunch. And then I go to recess to play. And then I go to Miss Mathis for math. On Thursdays, I have PT. So I'm just excited. And then Mommy picks me up at 2:30, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go home.
What are the plans for the summer? Do you have any plans for summer?
I go, I have lots of plans and stuff with my youth to get ready for youth camps. I'm going to go swimming, I'm going to go camping, I'm going to go rock climbing if they have the adapted one, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not going to window camp because we have a long trip coming up.
Okay, where are you going to?
I'm going everywhere.
What else you want to talk about? You said you want to talk about one of your favorite childhood memories. Tell us about that.
So I bought this RCA player at Walmart.
It's a DVD player.
Oh, DVD player. I plan on using it when I'm babysitting babies. Yeah. So I got this player when I was two or 5 years old. When we were two, the first one. Can I talk about the first one real
quick? Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. So, hi, I'm Kaylin Jolongin. I got to say my name again so people don't forget my name.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first one when I was two. Is that right?
I guess, yeah.
We put it on the back of the car. We went to St. Louis.
What were the favorite DVDs that you used to play in it?
Walking along sidewalks. I have to try and fix the screen up when I grow up. Yes.
And we used it for long trips?
Long trips.
And then what did your dad tell you? That these are a little bit outdated now.
These are a little bit outdated.
So you wanted to talk about it?
Talk about it?
Before it?
Before I fix it. If my babysitting girls, they probably want to watch movies. Oh. I might get that thing to work. I'll have to check. Hold on.
Anything else you want to talk about quickly before we sign up?
There was one favorite movie. I forgot. Spirit.
Spirit was his favorite movie. And we used to watch that all the time. That was your favorite DVD. It was about a horse.
I'm going to see if I can try to send it in to somebody who can try to fix it. And then, but that's how we're going to sign off. Great talking to you today. Bye. See you on the next time.
We've taken a break for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and have had much exciting things going on. On the 21st of March, we visited Professor Alex Sargent at the Wondery in Nashville, and she helped us try to adapt some of Kaylin's pants so that he could take them on and off with the use of these magnetic buttons. During that visit to the the Wandjie, we unexpectedly met someone from Dyersburg, Tennessee. And Toya Werkheiser, and what was even more serendipitous was that she has some disability experience as well. And this episode is actually dedicated to the memory of her late brother, Stephen Harrell. So, Toya, what a moment meeting you in Nashville. And that same weekend on the 22nd and 23rd, we actually set up a little vendor table to present the books, Raising Kellen, A Story of Disability, to let our fellow PTs and PTAs know about the resource that's available to parents in the form of the book as well as the podcast. So that was just a really good time for some good conversation, and also kind of put in motion the idea that during the summer we would perhaps like to hit the road and present the book and meet up with friends. So if you would like to invite us to your clinic or to your library, we would love to bring a few copies of our children's book as well as the illustrated art done by the citizens at On the Avenue. So please reach out to me if you are interested at raisingkellen@gmail.com. So I hope you enjoy this quick episode, and our next episode is a conversation with Carolyn Keel from Beyond 6 Seconds, which is a podcast that centers on neurodivergent entrepreneurs, creators, and advocates, and more about their lives and identities. This is going to be an amazing conversation, and also commemorates April being Autism Awareness Month.
This is Carolyn Doolittle signing off, and remember, always get to the top of that school mountain. Bye.